We live in Redmond, and
yes.
We just came home about 15, 20 minutes ago, about 11 o'clock, and we pulled in. We live in a mobile home park, and we pulled into our park, and there was this light flashing, a white fluorescent light pulsating in the sky in the Redmond area. And I called Redmond Police Department. They're going to investigate, but they told me to call you guys.
Okay. Did you say the light was going across the sky?
Yeah, but there was no central figure, if you know what I mean. It didn't look... my husband was in Vietnam, and he said it almost looked like in Vietnam when they were in the battleships. He said battleships over the horizon shooting off at night. And you couldn't hear anything, but you could see the sky light up. And that's what this looks like, and it's pulsating. And it's just kind of freaky, you know.
Okay, what I mean is, was this thing moving?
No, it's just stationary, and it's still doing it. It quit. We went down to the clubhouse. Our clubhouse is on a pasture, and it looked like it was right across the pasture area. So we took the car down to the pasture area and looked across the pasture, and it was not there anymore. So we came home. And then I went and got my pajamas, looked out the back door just before I was going to go to bed, and it's there again. And so that was when I called Redmond Police Department, and it's still doing it now.
Okay, then this thing must be fairly low.
If it's flying. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't believe in UFOs. I just...
Okay, which direction are you looking now when you're looking at that?
Is it southwest or southeast? Southeast.
Okay, now how high would you say it was in altitude?
Scott, if it were flying, how high in altitude do you think it would be? Does it look like it's on the ground? He said 300 or 400, not over 300 or 400 foot level.
Okay, now how about color?
It's just white. That's why we ruled out a fire. Yeah, it's not lightning in just a single area like a strobe light would do.
Uh-huh.
It's doing it to the whole horizon. As far as we can see, we're in a valley. And this is what we're seeing is the, you know, the light off the trees.
Okay. Now, is this area that this thing is coming from, is this a populated area?
No, it's a farming area.
Okay.
In Redmond.
And you spotted that about 11 o'clock?
Mm-hmm, and it's still doing it now.
Okay. Now, is this quite bright?
It is from here. And that, like I said, it looks like it might be a mile to, maybe it's 5-6 miles away.
Okay. This isn't anything like the flashing that you see during welding, is it?
No, there's no sparks coming off of it. We thought it was coming from a gravel company across the pasture,
uh-huh.
Which is on Union Hill Road in Redmond. And it's called Cadman Gravel, and that's where we thought it was originating from, but now it looks like it's further away.
Now, you said this is white?
Mm-hmm. It's got no color to it at all, which is, I thought it was a fire, and my husband said, no, it would be red or orange.
Now, does this seem to spread out over a wide area, or is it pretty well confined?
No, it's a very wide area.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it's coming from any one area like a strobe light. I called my parents, and they said, could it possibly be a strobe light? Or some kind of a light like some kid out in the field or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's just too big. It doesn't look like there's any even center to it at all. It's just, definable.
Okay, we'll get on this, and if we come up with any answers, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.